Welcome back to Your Pop Culture Duff, your friend who loves pop culture.
I would like to apologize for the bad audio. My phone's dead and I'm recording it on my laptop and I don't have headphones that go into this laptop, so it's going to be a little bit funky, but yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Comfy vibes. What's that? Well, since I am the queen of comfy vibes, which I'm actually not, I just have so many sweaters that are softer. I'm so sorry, Abiotic. That are softer than an UGG blanket, which says so little. But yeah, I'm a very comfy person. I love comfy things. I like to sleep in the freezing cold, but wear like a bunch of soft blankets so that I'm all comfy and warm.
I'll be arguing again.
Tired. I was asleep very, very late last night, like 3-4 o'clock. I slept all day yesterday, most of the day. But yeah. So in this episode, I really want to talk about my eating disorder, which most of you would say is not an eating disorder, which is kind of offensive. I'm kidding. But like, it could be. Most doctors say it's not. But when you Google it and like you look up like all the eating disorders, like a list of all the eating disorders, it does come up. It's definitely treatable. I just have not found a doctor who will treat me for it. So basically, I refuse to eat any fruits or vegetables. Well, a lot of vegetables I won't eat, but I'll eat like broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, all cooked, by the way. I don't eat any raw vegetables or anything like that. The only fruit I'll eat are bananas.
Yark again.
I think that you should do a drinking game while listening to this episode. Every single time I yawn, take a shot. You'll be drunk by the end of this episode. So basically, I don't eat any fruits or vegetables. I'm very, very picky. There are just foods I won't eat, just things I just won't touch, won't go near. And like when I was growing up, it was just like a sensitivity thing. I already had sensory issues. Like I couldn't wear certain tights and I couldn't wear certain socks. And I didn't like to touch certain materials and I didn't like wearing certain types of materials or clothes because it made me uncomfortable and itchy and nervous and anxious. I still have some of that growing up. Not growing up. Now that I'm all grown up, I still have some of it. It's just, I've grown out of a lot of it since, I don't know, I grew older. But I still don't eat fruits or vegetables. Now, as I'm growing up, it's become a texture problem where I don't want to eat it, and so I will not let it into my mouth, which basically means that if I do eat it, I will force myself to throw up, which that is an eating disorder in itself. Like, I've been on diets and I forced myself to throw up, and that's basically bulimia. But it's not even bulimia. It's more of like, I don't want whatever is in me to be in me. I'm uncomfortable. I'm gonna throw up. And it's, people would say it's bulimia, but here's the punchline. I do it because I'm nauseous, and the only way I could throw up is if I force myself to throw up. But it still is under the category of bulimia because I still don't want whatever is in me to be in me. So I force it out of me. So I've only done that maybe like 3 or 4 times, which is very hard because I don't. Because I really want to eat and be happy and like what I'm eating, but it's very, very difficult. So yeah, I wouldn't say that my eating disorder is worse than other people's. It's not really an eating disorder. It's just me being picky. And a doctor who saw a bunch of people just like me said, you know what, let's just call this an eating disorder. So I have an eating disorder. But it doesn't mean that I am more worse or better off than an anorexia. An anorexia, whoa. As a person who has anorexia, or someone who has bulimia, or someone who has any other eating disorder that is, like, worse. I am just someone who grew up super stubborn and super picky, made it a really, really big problem, and then now I'm in my adulthood and I can't get rid of it. So, a doctor put a name to it, don't even know it, but he called it an eating disorder. So, I don't like to go around telling people, oh, hey guys, guess what? I have an eating disorder. I just don't like going out to restaurants with my friends sometimes because we're gonna go somewhere that might be just healthier than what I usually eat, and then I don't eat anything from the menu. You should be like six shots in. But yeah, there were times in elementary school that I didn't show up to a program or school one day because they were making smoothies and I wasn't gonna eat it, and I was afraid people were gonna make fun of me. So yeah, that's funny, but it's pretty sad. Like, I can't live my life the way I want to because of something that I did to myself when I was younger. Like, hey, we're not gonna eat this, and then I really stuck it out. Maybe it's like 9-10 years since this has been a thing. I really stuck it out. I really made sure I was never going to eat this stuff. And that's really bad because I don't get enough vitamins or nutrients because I'm missing out on so many different fruits and vegetables. Whatever. I'll eat a banana. I just need to put it into baked oats instead of eating it just fresh or whatever, like right when it's ripe. I'm really interesting. I just won't do it. Like, when you go out with your friends, are you gonna, and like, you're going out and the easiest thing to get is a salad. For me, I would rather get like french fries than a salad because I don't want to eat a salad. But then everyone's like, oh, like, why are you eating french fries? We're all eating salads. Which, if you have friends like that, don't ever be friends with them. That never happened to me, thank God. I'm just giving a scenario. I would just be very self-conscious and go to the bathroom and cry and then throw up. So, yeah. And there were times where I would be in a very, very big social interaction and I would be starving and I wouldn't want to get anything because everyone else is getting healthy things or they have enough money to buy certain things, and I would just not eat anything because I'm judging myself instead of letting other people judge me first. So, yeah. If any of you have an eating disorder and you're hearing this and you get upset that I am basically saying that I have an eating disorder when I don't, I am just telling you what a doctor on Google told me, that I have an eating disorder. I do not have an eating disorder. I have a disorder that is caused by my eating habits, but I am not anorexic or bulimic, and I do not have any other disorders that are like that, but I have had tendencies that fall under bulimia, and I have tendencies that have fallen under anorexia. There were times where I just wouldn't eat all day because I just didn't want whatever, but that doesn't... Not eating all day is not just a one sign of anorexia, and throwing up is not one sign of bulimia. There's other things that make you those two things. Yeah. I'm now going to cut this part short so that I could go look up the eating disorder so I could prove that I am not crazy and that, or I am crazy, but no one who has the eating disorder is crazy. They just need help. So I'm gonna go figure it out. One second. Thank you.
So I know that, like, no one would understand the issue I have with my food, but it is something that, like, I've met people who are picky eaters, and we do have similarities, and we also have differentiaries. Oh, whatever. This is probably the wrong word. But, like, with people who are more picky than me, they'll just eat, like, the same five foods they've been eating since they were a kid. I have added some things into my diet, and I'll take some things I used to eat out of my diet and just go back and forth and back and forth. There are people who will eat a little bit more than me, but they're still, like, very, very picky. Like, I love sushi. I love raw fish. But, like, other people are like, that's so strange. How could you be a picky eater if you like raw fish? I like raw fish, but, like, if I think about the raw fish, I don't like it. Like, I have to really think about it. And then, like, if it's, like, ew, I won't eat it. Not Dion. I wonder how you guys are doing on that drinking game. Yeah. I am not really, like, lucky with incorporating food into my diet. Like, there are sometimes I'll try things, like, I don't know, I can't even think of anything, and then, like, I'll eat it, and then, like, after, like, a week of being like, okay, this is, like, kind of good, I get sick of it, and then I just don't eat it ever again, which is normal. When you eat something over and over again, you get sick of it. But with me, if I don't keep eating it, then it's just not going to be a part of my diet. Like, I have, it's like a, it's a little bit of, like, a ADHD tendency, not ADHD, like a, what's the word? OCD tendency, where, like, I need, if I'm gonna incorporate a new food, I have to eat it, like, every single day just to know that I ate it, so that I know it's part of my diet, but then I get sick of it. So it's, like, a weird, like, situation. It's very hard to like, understand it. But yeah, I did a lot of research last night, like, a lot. And it's called something, but I always forget what it's called. It's a real eating disorder, but I'm not really a part of, like, the real diagnosis, because people who usually have this eating disorder, they lose weight because they're not eating anything. But I'm not losing weight at all. I'm actually gaining weight because I'll eat, like, really bad stuff. Like, the extreme of this eating disorder is, like, just eating those five things, like, or, like, two things or three things. Like, there's this kid who only ate pizza and soda and whatever, but he was losing weight because he wasn't eating anything. Thing with me is that I'll eat and eat and eat and eat the things I like. So I like cake, I like cookies, I like ice cream, I have a lot of things I like. Just the healthy things I don't like, so I'm gaining weight. So I've been maintaining the same weight for a couple years. And the issue is that when I do lose, like, 20 pounds, I gain it all back in, like, 2 months, because I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I get to eat this. And this is where I fall into binge eating disorder, because I have a binge eating disorder. There's another disorder where, like, you hide when you eat. So I used to do that. There were nights when I was in high school where I didn't like anything my mom was making for dinner, and I'm an adult. I can make my own dinner, but I didn't want to. So I would order Chinese food, and I'd get so upset about it, I'd eat in my room, because I was like, I don't want anyone seeing me eating this. So it's just really sad. Like, why is this happening? I don't know. Life is like this. It's sad. So, I know this episode's about eating disorders, but I just want to add in that for the past, like, so, like, basically since the summer, I've been having these, like, stomach viruses that just come into my life. Like, in the summer, there was, like, a week where, like, nonstop, I had diarrhea, stomach pain, fever, shivers, just, like, really, really bad. I threw up. And then, yeah, it stopped. And nothing stopped it. Like, I drank water and everything was fine. But, like, it was dehydration, but it was, like, really strange. I don't know. And then, like, 2 months ago, I think, I had it again, and I threw up from it, which is really bad, but there was no fever or shivers. It was just diarrhea and throwing up. And then yesterday I had it without throwing up and without fever, just the diarrhea and the stomach pain, and that was horrible. And I'm really afraid it's going to happen again, and I can't do that. Like, it's annoying. I'm like annoyed, but yeah. Also, current events. Euphoria ended, and that's really, really sad, and I'm really upset. So, if you want to check up on me, do it now. I'm probably not okay. And I started a new show called House, and it's really, really good. It's about this doctor named Dr. House, and he's just like really crazy. And if he was like my age, I would hate him, even though he's like emotionally not available and he's mentally crazy. So, you know, that'd be good for me. Daddy issues, I could fix you. No, I can't. I don't know why I'm saying that. But yeah, those are my current events. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'm gonna brainstorm for next week's episode. I'm probably just gonna like talk about anything because, you know, life. But yeah, so have a great day, have a great week, and like and follow and give me 5 stars because we all know I'm the best. And the more 5 stars I get, the more I get famous. I don't want to be famous. I just want to make money and be rich so I don't have to work when I'm older. I just flipped my hair. Okay, bye.